This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Worry grows on the campus of Syracuse University. The FBI now is involved as hate speech has popped up on student phones. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is on the story with the new developments this morning. Sean.
Could hateful words spawn violence? That is the big concern on campus at Syracuse University. Could that be next? Following a couple of weeks of racist and anti-Semitic incidents and the posting now of a white supremacist manifesto on social media, Syracuse police chief Kenton Buckner says they've looked at all this, and at this point in time, there is no known threat.
We understand the level of concern that our students have. We certainly want to assure them that we are taking the complaints that they have very seriously. We're taking any thoughts of threat or anything that may lead them to feel like that they are unsafe. We take that very seriously.
Well, the FBI and state police are also investigating. Governor Cuomo has chimed in. He wants Syracuse to hire an independent monitor. The posting of the white supremacist writing, it follows several other incidents, graffiti, a verbal attack. In response, just a couple of days ago, Syracuse suspended fraternity activities for the rest of the semester. Reporting live, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's go live now to WCBS reporter Marla Diamond at what was a massive fire at an apartment building in the Bronx with several injuries, including cops. Marla.
Yeah, the smell of smoke still hangs in the air several hours after the fire was extinguished, Wayne. 14 police officers suffered smoke inhalation, going door to door to alert residents as the fire raged around 11 last night at 4360 Baychester Avenue. There are 8 windows on the second and third floors broken out by firefighters. It took 100 firefighters just under an hour to bring the fire under control. Now they'll try to determine the cause, says FDNY Battalion Commander Keith Kartika.
We notify the fire marshals. They're on scene trying to determine the cause and origin, but luckily nobody got hurt beyond the minor injuries that they sustained.
Some residents have been allowed back into the apartments that were not damaged. In the back of the building, at least 2 families have been displaced by this fire.
This year, it could be Black Friday in more ways than one. There is talk of a slowdown in the subways in the midst of contract talks. Here are the details from WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Negotiations started out bad and have only gotten worse, says Transport Workers Union head John Samuelson.
The MTA is lowballing us on a wage offer and attacking our working conditions and our benefits.
After talks fell apart last week, he says the MTA's pushed rank and file to the brink.
When morale is so low, it has an impact on service delivery. It has an impact on the quality of service that's provided to New Yorkers.
Strikes and slowdowns are prohibited by state law, but the Post reports workers are thinking over their options. One of those options may be sticking to the letter of the law on work rules that could lead to delays, especially around Black Friday and the busy travel days that follow.
When rank-and-file transit workers come under attack, anything can happen.
MTA spokeswoman Abby Collins calls any effort to delay subway and bus riders wholly unacceptable. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Craig Allen's watching the radar. I don't think there's anything to worry about rain-wise this morning.
Not really. Just a few sprinkles showing up across parts of Connecticut and Long Island. And those are moving in a general northerly direction and away from the city right now. So we will have varying amounts of cloud cover. That sprinkle, a gusty, chilly breeze today, high 44 to 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32 to 37. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. It reaches around 50. You'd expect that about this time of year. And then on Friday, becoming mostly cloudy. It's a mild Friday, mild way to close the work week. Highs well up in the 50s, but a few scattered showers possible later Friday night. And then we get colder again for the upcoming weekend. City temperature is holding at 41, humidity 73%. Northwest winds picking up to about 14 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.